Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
11 o'clock hour on a Friday here in Kansas City. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We'll get to the trash of the day in about 20 minutes or so. Something that happened at a ballpark last night that Drew sent us will be our trash of the day today. I did see something that's kind of cool, just a neat gesture. In D.C., we talked earlier in the week about Mike Rizzo, who's the GM and also their manager. Dave Martinez, right?
Dave Martinez.
Drawn a blank. Fired. After, you know, a very long run there, the GM almost 20 years, 19 years.
God, that's crazy.
And I just saw this come across that Mike Rizzo's buying national fans a beer at two popular DC sports bars on Monday night.
That's cool.
And put out like an ad or whatever thanking fans. Remember, he won a championship there with them and everything. But I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, you just got fired by the organization. And, before you move on, if you will, you're going to buy a couple rounds of beer for some fans. Small, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's not a huge, huge thing, but I think when you think about how a lot of times firings go and, you know, people are bitter or whatever and all that, I think it's pretty cool that he's willing to do that, and props to him for that.
Especially if you spent that amount of time in a city. Like, Dayton Moore has maintained doing community events.
He does so much for the community still.
In Kansas City, because he spent a huge chunk of his life here in Kansas City doing exactly that. So, yeah, that's a really, really cool gesture, you know? If I, you know what, I'll make you a promise. If I get 20 years in radio and then they fire my ass, I still think the under is the favorite on that one.
On the 20 years.
On the 20 years.
How many years do you have left to get to 20?
Oh, our show, we've been...
Here?
The show is...
Oh, no, I just mean...
In radio or at this station in this
show
job?
Is going on its sixth year. We're 5.5 years in.
Because if I include the Royals year, I'm at 6.5.
Do you mean 20, including all of it, or do you mean just the show?
I mean when I started back at 96.5, The Fan,
okay,
which was then 6.10. So I'll give myself the year of Royals Insider. So 6.5 years right now. If I make it another 13.5, I'll buy a couple hundred beer if they'll let me. We've done this once, and now in retrospect, maybe shouldn't have. But so I will buy a bunch of... Well, I'll be fired then. They can't say anything to me. I'll quit, or I don't know. I'll buy a bunch of people beers then if I make it to 20. You think I got it? Over under 13.5 years from you, Gold. What do you think?
I mean...
Industry would suggest under.
Yeah, I mean, like, the if we're just talking about the smart bet odds-wise, the smart bet odds-wise would be under for just about anybody.
Yeah.
What, like minus 5,000 under?
Oh, no,
not someone's close. Like, Bob's close enough to the 20 years, you could probably, if it was 20 total, 19.5. Doing the show.
He's
you could probably take
that,
the over. You could take the over on Bob.
Yeah.
But you didn't take.
We're talking about you, though. We're talking about 13 more
odds,
years.
What are the odds in 13.5 years? I don't do something I shouldn't. Like, we're just, what are the, wait, so what are
that's,
the
that's
odds?
How you think you're going out? You don't think you're just getting, you don't think it'll just be like they're moving on. You think you're going to do something
to
get fired?
I don't think it'll just be industry downsizing. We're going to the young guy. I don't think it's going to be ratings or industry. I think
you
it's,
think you're going to do
something. I eventually am going to screw something up or say something I shouldn't.
Really? You think that's how it's going down?
My undoing.
Just make sure you don't make it till like you're at 19 and a half years and it's like you're halfway there. You're almost there, you know?
So you think it's just going to, you're going to say something you shouldn't have on air.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. Well.
Well, I mean, look, well, I'll take your guesses over on the text line. 913. Wow.
All right.
5867965.
Someone says a few more songs and that might be the end of it.
I've got support downstairs from
13 and a half years. Cody's going to be 51, still making songs with 2 years left to go.
You'll be 51 in 13 years. Wow.
I mean, I'll be older than that. Well, no, no, I'll be 53.
11. Yeah, yeah.
You, 11 years, I'll be 51.
51 with 2 years left to go in your...
Someone says, make sure you guys use your unlimited PTO before you get fired. Anyway.
This is why you take vacations. Mm. They can fire you the next day. Take your time off. You know? Just in your other job, you know?
Let's talk about the Royals a little bit here. The Mets are in town. Big series right before the All-Star break. Trying to keep the momentum going. We were talking with Eisenberg about the Mets and his ties to that organization just as a fan, as a kid and everything. But this is a Mets team that, yeah, it's kind of cool. The Hosmer bobblehead and, you know, a little jab, if you will, back to the World Series from 10 years ago, as that's been part of the celebration throughout much of this baseball season in Kansas City. And the Mets had a doubleheader yesterday and they had played two games. They lost both to the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals, of course, got to enjoy the day off and everything. So in that realm, you would say, oh, that's a nice setup. But pitching wise, I think we're going to really find out has the offense found something here with Bobby, Salvi and Vinny again, because they're going to face one of the better pitchers in all of baseball tonight and throughout the series. I mean, the Mets are a very good team. There are now after yesterday, a game and a half, two games out of first place in the National League East.
Yeah, they are. And obviously they've been one of the better teams in the National League during that stretch. But this series, and I'm not saying the series after the All-Star break isn't big either. I imagine we'll be having a similar conversation next Friday as they get out of the All-Star break, depending on what happens here. But I really think, based on how hard they've had to crawl their way back, I would have taken 4-2 on the homestand going into the All-Star break to stabilize things. Everyone would have taken that. But because you've already swept, 4-2 feels like I'm selling them short. It feels like a series... You got to find a way to win because of the ground you still have to make up. So the Mariners, they've actually fallen out of a wild card spot. So you're only 2.5 games back of them. But because the Red Sox, you're not the only team who can win games in a row. You've won 4 games in a row and 6 out of 7. Well, the Boston Red Sox are the team who currently hold the last wild card spot. Do you know why? Because they've won 7 games in a row. You're not going to be able to let off the gas just because your team's hot. And because, yeah, you got Senga tonight, you're probably a guy who's 7-3 with a 1.47 ERA.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
You're up against the guy with the lowest ERA, I think, in the National League this year. This will be a telling one tonight. And I don't care tonight because it's I don't care if you win 1-0, 2-1.
Well, yeah.
This can be the one where, like, I feel slightly worse about the offense again. I'll take my lumps against him in particular. But if you win this one tonight and then it feels like you just got to get 1-2 against the series... That's when I'll start feeling like the momentum is shifting on the season again. You take 2 out of 3 this weekend, you can all take a breath, relax, All-Star break, and then like the real fight starts next Monday.
Yeah, I think we've said it a few times that it's this weekend to kind of prove a little bit about the offense having some standing again, and then you take a break, and does that offense carry through the break? So that first series, I think they're playing the Marlins maybe next Friday.
Yep.
I think it is.
So bad.
So does that offense show up again next Friday? And if it does, then you will get me to start believing. Otherwise, I'm not going to just switch because like literally 6 days ago, I said, hey, they needed to take 3 or 4 from the Mariners, just looking at the standings and everything, and they didn't. So one hot week does not change everything. The great news is if you can parlay the 1 week and suddenly we're talking about it for a 14 or 17 day stretch, well, then, yeah, then I would start to believe at that point. Also, then at that point, it'd be like, all right, well, then who's the bat? Not a rental still, but who's the bat that you're going to add to this mix? Because I still don't think, and I don't think you do either, despite how they're playing, even if this continues another 10 days offensively, they still don't have enough in the lineup that I think it would carry into August and September. No, they need to add another bat at that point, even if the offense gets going.
The report at The Athletic today, Katie Wu and I think a different Athletic reporter were talking about rumors around each team. The rumor today from one group of reporters over The Athletic was they're not going to be as big of buyers as they were last year, but their current target is still an outfield bat.
Well, that's fair.
But I think of like probably lower caliber than you're hoping for, right? Like it doesn't sound like they're going to be like, let's go get the biggest outfield bat on the market. And then they're going to dip their toe in the market of the outfield. Now that's a current rumor in that. And I think they do want control in the things that we've talked about.
I think
about
if you
ask that,
more, but, you know, I think if you polled fans,
that's about what they'd want, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we brought up Ryan Reynolds in the article earlier in the week, I think there's a lot of fans that don't want them to take on $80 million for a Brian Reynolds type. So if you told them that you trade away a Lugo or a Lorenzen, you bring back some guys with control that can help you this year and beyond, and you make one other move that is a bat that has maybe another year of control or something, that would be appetizing, I think, to some fans versus committing five more years and $80 million and a prospect for a Brian Reynolds type.
For what it's worth, that current article also stated they do not currently have a strong appetite to hurt their depth at starting pitching in the major league level.
Yeah, I think that, but also you never declare that publicly anyway. Yeah, we're willing to trade Seth Lugo. Nobody's ever going to say that publicly.
No, I know. I'm just tossing out from the rest of the reporting from what I read, kind of how they say, but yeah, again, that's what I would tell my team. And I would certainly, this is what I kind of love this about baseball and the way the trade deadline works in baseball specifically, which is where the Royals right now is really the most fun place to be from a fan's perspective. And the most interesting place to be, hold on, and the most interesting place, well, no, I'd rather they be 40 games up, but it's one of the more interesting ways to view the team. Because right now, if you're the Royals players, it's very simple. You want better players in order to win games? Make us buy. Force our hand. Make our decision for us. Because in the end, a lot of the front office decisions are based on what the players force them to do over the next couple weeks. Win five more games in a row, and we're probably having a completely different conversation. Now, there's only three games left in this series before the All-Star break, but you get my point. Like, those things outside of it. Yes, I would rather be in the Tigers' position, I guess. That's probably more fun. And, look, the fact that the Mets series this weekend is going to remind me that 10 years ago, the Royals won the World Series, and the amount of small market teams who even get to a World Series, let alone win one, is very, very rare. So I'm still going to appreciate that one from 10 years ago. What I had told you in this recent run for the Royals I was looking for was consistent, competitive baseball. It's got to go to the playoffs too, but consistent, competitive baseball. Last year they were a playoff team. They are a competitive baseball team this year. Now it's just a matter of can they close the gap in order to make the playoffs again and not just be competitive. They're not, you know, because they didn't play themselves out of it this year, thankfully, but, you know, there's still a lot left to do.
I hear you were like, yeah, you want the team to perform well to force them to go and be buyers, but I would disagree. I think this is actually somewhat of a bad spot to be in as fans. Your team is hovering barely around 500 and you're in no man's land. I would argue this is kind of the worst spot to be in.
As a general manager, it's very tough, but as a player, you have a right to choose the
path
of the
organization.
As a player,
sure, but as a fan base, this is a bad spot. You're in this like in out.
Every year.
This is not actually where I would want to be as a fan base.
I take it for 5 years just based on what 5 years in a row typically looks like as a Royals fan. If you told me they were 81-81 for five straight years, by the end of the 5 years, I'd probably get tired of it. Yeah. But I remember the dark times. Sometimes stabilizing is good. Now, obviously, rooting for a lot more against the Mets this weekend. But you had said before, we've obviously been following the stadium stuff because it's interesting and it changes kind of the landscape of the Missouri and the Kansas side where the Chiefs and the Royals end up. We had not heard anything for months and months and months on the Clay County site for the Kansas City Royals, but a report from KNBC and others says that Clay County Commissioner Jason Withington has said that they have received a term sheet from the Kansas City Royals outlining what their vision for a potential stadium deal in North Kansas City would look like. You might remember at the beginning of this year, he had said they hadn't had any conversations with them in a while. They hadn't heard anything. If they were considering Clay County, they hadn't heard anything for a while. But he is telling reporters that before July 4th, they received a term sheet of kind of what it would look like if they were trying to get a deal done here. So the Royals are still considering Clay County? And I guess what part to that is, wouldn't that require a vote in Clay County? And if it does, November, if it can't happen for the Chiefs, can it happen for the Royals? Like, it raises so many questions. I've already told you, Clay County, I think, is closer to the original vision than the 119th and null location.
Yeah,
I think
it's near, closer to the original. Near downtown.
Yeah, but I also just kind of thought they were slowly weeding that out and getting down to downtown or Johnson County. And now you're telling me Clay County's in the mix again?
Yeah, it's the first time that I think Clay County has had any like direct, real communication with the Royals in a while. You know, we've had Jason Withington on the show a couple times over the last year or two. And I think, yeah, it's interesting. It would tell me if they actually were serious about this, though, that means this thing is getting moved much further down. And it's go back to last week when I asked you, like, do you think we get any of the sites determined by the end of this year? I would say if this is the case, then no, because this would tell me that it's much further down the road. Yes, the downtown ballpark or then shifted to in or around downtown Clay County definitely fits that more than the Kansas site that's been rumored, obviously, and that the Royals, you know, reportedly had bought the mortgage on the land out there, 119th and Null and everything. I think the issue is still the public vote part, though. I mean, that's I don't believe they want a public vote. And yes, Clay County is not Jackson County. It's a different voter base and makeup and demographics and all of the above. But I just don't know if and why they'd be willing to go public vote again based on what happened last time. The understanding
different
is that
county.
They sure.
And Clay's never had a this is. I'm
still asking for a tax that needs to be approved, though.
Agreed. But I think a little bit kind of like the Kansas side, there'd be a greater appetite for it in Clay because they'd be like, ooh, we get a team. And at this point, that's the way Kansas feels, right? Jackson County's been paying for it for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. So like Clay might have a slightly stronger appetite for it. I obviously live in Clay County now. I lived in Jackson County before and I voted for stadium stuff before, but I live in Clay County now. And I, you know, like, again, can I see the plan before I tell you which way I'd vote? Because I, you know, I don't know for sure. I'm just more interested that, are we at three sites? Are we officially still at three sites? Because then if so, have the Royals narrowed anything? If we're still there considering Johnson County, considering downtown stadium, and considering Clay County, two of those, or at least one of those requires a vote. Maybe two, depending on if the mayor really has this secret money faucet he can turn on for the downtown stadium. That again, he has only said, this is not even enough, he's only said out loud, but the Royals have never confirmed that that's a real thing. Or Johnson County, where they have to risk the bonds actually get sold at the rate that they think they're going to be. And I would say a completely different stadium plan and district than they had originally kind of hoped for.
Yeah, so the one thing that's true though is like we don't know if it's an eighth cent or a quarter cent in Clay County, if in fact that actually got to a point where they were selecting that, and there's we don't know. There's a big difference between the two potentially for some people. And you're right, like each plan is different. On the Kansas side, yeah, obviously there's bonds involved, but it doesn't require a public vote, and basically it's paid for. And you don't, if you're someone that's anti-sports, anti-handout, whatever, if you don't go to that area and you don't spend money, then you're not paying for it.
Yeah. And the Missouri thing operates, it's guaranteed money, but you are paying for it, but that's already a lock. And so like, oh, it's a messy situation.
I don't think we're close at all.
That's probably accurate. Honestly, they had originally said crazy. End of July is a possible stadium site announcement for the Royals. I think there's a 0% chance.
Oh, this month?
That we're hearing this month where the Royals are going, hell, I'd put it at like a 10% chance I hear in August. I'll get it up to 20. I'll go 10% by month.
How much does
10% by August, 20% by October, 30% by November. I'll go up 50-50 by the end of the year. That's what they get at this point.
How am I supposed to
the SAR bonds, they claim there's that deadline in December.
That's right, but 50-50.
You and I have said, though, like, again, if the Chiefs went to a vote in April in Jackson County and it failed, I just don't believe that Kansas would tell them to go, you know, screw themselves, basically.
So I don't live in Clay County. I know, Cody, you said you did, but what do you think the percentage is in terms of the pie of the what matters more to the voters in terms of, is it the sales tax stuff? Is it those things, or is it the rendering? Because if we look at the rendering, I think we all agreed that the Clay County rendering looked the best. It looked the coolest. How much of a factor does that play into people just voting? Like, you know what? I can get behind this because I can envision myself being at a ballpark like this because I like it. It's cool. It feels like an immersive environment, whatever it is.
I guess some
more
of it
than
is like,
so that sales tax or any of that.
I am curious, the, like, I don't know, 15 businesses they were going to displace that people enjoyed in that downtown stadium site obviously made a bunch of noise about being displaced. North Kansas City is interesting because most of the businesses that will be displaced are like warehouses.
Yeah, it's a different. It's a different.
So do people care?
Altogether, yeah. It's a completely different site in terms of the. the makeup of it, right? And what you'd be doing with there. But I don't think they're like close on this site either. Neither do you. It's just interesting. It's the first update we've had about that site in a very long time.
I mean, if it's they're a, term a term sheet, sheet like, it's a term sheet. They're at least considering it.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're just doing it to do it.
Yeah. They've always been considering it, though, technically. Yeah, but that's the only thing. It's just like,
are you taking it more serious, or are you just not like what you're getting out of the Johnson? Like, are you just not liking what you're hearing on the other side? What
I also
version
think,
of this?
I mean, some of it is, though, I mean, truly, other than just the annoyance that I think we all have at this point about figure it out, it's there's a real timeline on the construction aspect of
the leases expire.
I understand they can technically probably renew, but like the 2030, 2031 timeline, at some point, like we all know, it takes a couple of years to build a stadium. You don't get it. It's not just built in 6 months. There's land, there's environmental testing, that then the shovels in the ground, and like there's a bunch of steps to get to the end product before a baseball season, in this case, in 2031, let's say. So I just, there's a real timeline on that. Not to mention, like, none of us can predict the future with this, but who knows? Construction costs, what's the economy look like in a year from now? No, like these are all things that can change the entire setup of what you're talking about trying to accomplish.
Tore down my Northland history, you know? I used to go bowling at that bowling alley. Now it's gone! Yeah. It was gone before. They already tore it down. I don't think they would tear it down for that.
All right, Drew, you sent us this one in our group chat last night. It was a Baltimore Orioles game.
It has nothing to do with the game, which is funny enough.
But it was at a Baltimore Orioles game, correct? Right?
Somebody did say it was rock bottom for the Orioles.
Yeah, so yes. It was at Baltimore in the Mets game, actually, I believe, yesterday, one of the doubleheaders, one of the games, and the national anthem. Now, I will say I don't think this is Roseanne bad or anything, but I was very confused when you sent. I said, what did I just listen to?
Exactly, that's the...
What is this auto-tune anthem? This guy has his whole setup in front of him.
Oh, yeah, the mixing board
like
and everything.
Mixing board, yeah.
Oh, gosh. By the way, that clip was a minute 15. It felt like 3 minutes to me.
Can I say?
Oh.
You think you could do better, Cody?
No. Oh, you know what, actually?
You like the auto-tune?
Not terrible.
Oh, it started off bad. It got
honestly
a little bit better in between, but...
I you know what? I don't mind mixing it up every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't need the right standard
sure
anthem
right
in every
right
game every
fine
once
give
in
me
a
the
while
guy playing the saxophone or
I
something.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
But one guy doing like what sounds like the theremin mixed with auto-tune doing it, I would have been entertained.
Better than that. It was not that bad. It was not Roseanne
no,
bad.
No, yeah, way better.
It was
than
nowhere
that
near Roseanne territory. I just didn't know what I was
heard
listening to.
I've heard worse.
The funniest thing
I've
is,
heard worse.
Is, Cody, I don't mean this as a knock to you, but I picture...
Sounds like a knock.
I picture... I know, if I have to say it before. I could picture, if Cody did the anthem, I could see you doing an auto-tune version, and this is what it would kind of be like.
Oh,
I think
okay
you'd have more self-respect than this person if it's if you knew it sounded like that, to be like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have this idea, and it's okay. I can just sing it normally.
Like, my biggest problem is that because I had to do the national anthem in high school like a bunch of times as part of like a four-part harmony, I have a really hard time in my head not going towards my part of the national anthem. Does that make sense? Like, I sang a different... I didn't sing the standard. I did the low part of the national anthem for like 4 years. So the one I hear, like, if I start singing it is that one.
Okay.
I know that doesn't make any sense.
Spangle Banner, yet way.
Do you know who that is, Cody?
No.
You remember?
Is that me?
Flavor. No, no, it's not you. Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, that's right.
Is that me?
Is that me? Did I do that bad?
No.
And I then, remember sending a clip you in could you.
Do and then the one that Cody. We're not going to make fun of as much because we found out afterwards that the person was dealing, or at least claimed to be dealing with. But was that the Home Run Derby last year? The lady? Yeah. What? I don't remember her name. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It was awful, but we found out afterwards, at least, you know, that maybe she was going through something, but
I don't
that
know
was...
Well, and people don't know this. I think after that one, and we obviously didn't do it for obvious reasons, but Cody was on vacation, and I texted Cody. I asked Cody if he would record him singing the anthem
for me so I could
play it.
And then we found out an hour later that the singer claimed that she was under the influence and was dealing with some things.
So obviously out of respect to her.
Did I do the regular version or did I do the low part?
And then there was
I definitely think you sent me a regular you sent me a full-on, you sang it in Colorado, I believe, is where you were at the time.
I mean, then Carl Lewis is another famous one.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
All right, are we all ready?
God, to say that with such confidence.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, say can you see.
Oh man!
It started out so good. So good.
You can't do that though. It's too much.
That's the trash of the day.
Someone said it sounded like a combo of the Oompa Loompas, Chipmunks, and the Munchkins. Jeez.
Up next, it's the Chiefs Red Half Hour. We'll get back into the offensive line and Josh Simmons a little bit, what Matt Nagy told Jason Kelce. Plus, Worthy was on an interview with Kay Adams yesterday talking about the...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Offseason, that's next.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Back here on Cody and Gold, it is the Chiefs Red Half Hour.
Brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kinsey's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net.
Coming up in about 8 minutes, we'll get to what Xavier Worthy had to say on the Kay Adams show. Again, she continues to have like every Chiefs player possible.
I'm sorry, it's she's amazing. Had more Chiefs players on the last calendar year than us by like tenfold.
She's kind of a, I think she has some ties to Kansas City.
She's had Charles on.
She has a,
she's had Charlie and you.
Patrick, yeah. Xavier.
Yeah, I think
former Chief Justin Reed.
I think she's FAU. Talked about in the past.
Yeah, FAU.
I think she has some family ties to Kansas City. Maybe I'm off on that. I thought she did. But
she's had a bunch of Chiefs players
on her show. Good relationships with agents and clearly the organization, I guess, you know?
We'll talk about another Chiefs player joining her show once again. Now I'm just looking. Where was she? She went to the University of Missouri, which I did not know.
Okay.
So she went to MU. She was born in Chicago, according to this. So, man, I don't know. Either way. She has got a lot of Chiefs players on, so she's giving us content, and we will take it. That's for sure. I did think it was interesting. We played the – look, I'm not going to say it's nearly as funny as the audio yesterday in which we learned the Chiefs tried to incorporate a trick play called Swingin' D for Chris Jones to throw a football, which is still
– unbelievable.
Amazing, and I'm so mad Chris Jones couldn't throw the football well enough that we actually got that play in a game, which I will happily tell him at training camp if he joins the show. But one of the other things that stood out in listening to the entire episode of New Heights that included the guest Matt Nagy, where obviously we learned that, is every once in a while, I think every couple of years, we get a player that it seems like everyone refuses to lower the hype on. It was Pacheco a couple of years ago. It was Mahomes. And it's been, I think it's like every like 2-3 years, they just choose a player that everyone's just all the way in on. This is Matt Nagy, and of his early view, and Jason Kelsey, who's obviously very high on Joshua Simmons, talking about what Josh Simmons can do for them.
I got to ask you, offensive line, You drafted Josh Simmons. This kid looks incredible. Looked incredible at Ohio State. What do you think he'll bring once he's fully back and healthy?
Yeah, I really love his athleticism. You're right. I mean, his ability to really show his strength and athleticism on the edge, one-on-one, being able to recover if he gets beat. I mean, it's rare.
Dude, it was like flashes of like Jason Peters, like Trent Williams type of movement and bending and redirecting. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Agree, man. He's going to really put it together. And I think like right now, just Jace, as you know, man, just kind of understanding the calls and all the different calls you can have at the line of scrimmage, when you're going to, you know, squeeze and, you know,
tell the guard, that's what the guard's for. He's got to block the man Mountain Dean on the end. The guard could tell him, you know, hey.
That's right. That's right. So he's really, really been locked in, though. It's been great to see him, like, in meetings and out of practice. He's almost sometimes a little bit too serious because he's really locked in. It's good to see.
Like, the idea that it just feels like sometimes it'll be like, oh, raw, this. And everybody coming out of the Chiefs is just like, this guy's a stud. Jason Kelsey loves him. I guess maybe in studying tape and some of his ESPN work, or maybe just watching college football. And I got to be honest, that feels like the kind of person I'm going to trust the opinion of.
Of course.
Because he played offensive line and knows what really – he's had a lot of really good left tackles at his time in Philadelphia. He knows what a good left tackle looks like. This feels like the player that they're not going to soften the expectations on. I get closer and closer. I'm about 50-50. I think he's the starter week one at left tackle. I'm about that high.
Well, it's
do you think he's healthy?
That's the 50.
Because if he's healthy, I think he's 100% the starter.
Yes, it is. When we're up in St. Joe less than 2 weeks from now, we're up there on the 22nd.
Crazy.
When we're up there, and they won't have pads on day one or whatever, but when we're there, if he is on the field and participating just as much as Jalen Moore, then yes, I think he will ultimately win the job during camp and be the starting left tackle. If he's not, then I will be very skeptical about how many games he plays in 2025. Because I know we don't have to go revisit the exact, like, hey, I know you disagree with the, like, hey, he would have been this pick or that pick or whatever. But
sure.
If he was a highly
thought of prospect. He's a first round pick still, so it's not like people dislike him.
But if he's ready truly, like they claim he's going to be for day one of camp, and if that happens, I think you and I both think he would win the job. And he starts week one. Then it is kind of crazy to go back and think there were, what, six, if you include guards, there were like six or seven offensive linemen drafted before Josh Simmons. I think there were three tackles drafted before him or something like that. It is kind of like, if he was perfectly healthy, I know you don't, like, we can never play the game, but if he was perfectly healthy, I do believe, especially if he is ready week one, there is no way like a Donovan Jackson is getting, his teammate, by the way, would have been drafted before him, or Josh Connerly. I'm sorry, there's just no chance.
The guys who were taken ahead of them on the offensive line were Membo,
Kelvin Banks.
He was taken. Kelvin Banks.
Will Campbell.
Will Campbell might have been the only guy that actually, well, you can convince me truly, that would have definitively been drafted before him, no matter what the hell was.
Gray Zabel, Donovan Jackson.
Was Ariante Ursary ahead of him?
He was not. No, he was into the second round, at least on that end. So like four or five guys. And look, maybe he goes ahead of one or two, right? And we don't have to get in the argument.
Yeah,
the thing is,
yeah,
though, if you're taken in the first round at offensive line at any position and are healthy, the expectation at offensive line, your ass starts. It's different at wide receiver. It's different at quarterback sometimes. Hell, it's different at corner sometimes. But if you are taken in the first round and you play offensive line, every single one of those guys is expected to be the day one starter at their position. So like, he would be following the normal guideline of everyone else taken in offensive line based on that. That's why Gold and I are just really down to the health part of it. It just doesn't feel like the kind of thing. I hope they got a steal. Look, they've thrown a lot of numbers at this thing, and this is why they've tossed two things at it again this year, which we talked about the other day. They both spent a first-round pick and spent $15 million a year over the next 2 years on a different
tackle. Yeah, they've got options.
Just to make
feel
sure
pretty good
that
about
they're
it.
Not getting burned.
I'm curious, what is your concern level if it is Jalen Moore starting at left tackle and Josh Simmons is not on the PUP list? Like, he's cleared to play, but he's not starting.
That would have been my normal expectation going into
the minute he got drafted, I thought there was zero chance he'd be ready for camp. That's what everybody was saying.
Well, I'm saying,
and then it shifted during OTAs, like, oh no, we think he's going to be good to go, and now we're about to find out in a week and a half.
I'm saying if Andy Reid, if he's cleared to play, if he is healthy, but he's not starting, is your concern, what is your concern?
I would say,
does it go up because all of a sudden he's the first round pick, and does that mean that he's not actually ready? I don't.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just playing this hypothetical game.
Yeah. I would say for that to happen, I would say there's no way he was ready the first week at camp, though. Like, he might be healthy by the time of the season, but then I would assume
he's still coming back.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, maybe he's not full PUP list, but they're like, we'd like to give him a few more weeks to get his feet under him.
Sure.
Like, I would still assume injury before he stinks. Now, if he just doesn't play at all this year, unless...
That was also a possibility when he got drafted. We kind of thought that, like, was a real chance,
that
too.
Seems like that ship's kind of sailed a little bit on that. If he doesn't play at all this year, well, then Jalen Moore better look awesome. Because then that could change my... Because that would answer, too. Be like, there's a lot of hypotheticals. You'd be like, all right, I didn't play at all this year. Are you worried he stinks? I'm like, well, how good was Jalen Moore? Did Jalen Moore look like an all-pro left tackle all year? Well, I guess I'm not so worried.
Right, yeah, right.
If he, you know, like, that, those kinds of things really become a factor. Honestly, at this point, I think he should be, like, if Vegas put out betting odds, which they don't for who's going to start at left tackle week one for NFL teams, certainly wouldn't do it on July 11th. If they did that, I actually think they'd list Simmons as the favorite. Maybe it'd be like minus 110 versus plus 110, but I think they'd list him as the favorite, don't you?
I certainly would if I was running the book.
Yeah,
I certainly would. And we're going to get, the odds will shift drastically. Truly, the first or second practice in St. Joe. I mean, I think that's going to tell us everything, because I do think it's about the availability. They have consistently said this offseason that he will be ready to go at training camp. And that's cool. And I hope they're right, because that'd be awesome for this team. I got to see it, though.
No, I do too. I definitely feel like this is one of those, like, proof is in, like, the result.
Sure.
I'm just saying, like, everyone's hyping him up. They're saying, like, and Jason Kelce.
I'm excited. I mean, if he's available, I'm excited, because when you start hearing former offensive linemen talk about it, and they, you know, as you said, you trust what they have to say. They know what a good quality tackle looks like, and the athleticism that's needed to play the position, all that. Yeah, you get pretty excited. You get pretty excited thinking about, could they finally, have figured out this left tackle disaster?
You know what's crazy is if they got it right and they got a top seven left tackle, right? Like, that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. Seven, eight left tackle, and you got it right.
Oh, man.
Then, because of Patrick Mahomes' age and his age, that probably means you do not have to look for a left tackle again for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career.
That's the dream
why
scenario.
It's so
that's
important.
The dream, yeah.
If you get it right, there's a chance you never have to look for another left tackle for Mahomes again. Sure, you got to look for a right tackle.
Yeah,
one day you have to look for some guards.
You
won't have to look for a left tackle again.
You would have your left tackle, your center, and assuming they get the Trey Smith deal done before Tuesday, you'd have your left tackle, your center, and your right guard figured out for the next
mid-30s.
5 years.
Yeah.
Be beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
Oh, please.
We'll see.
Please. I'm begging at this point. I don't know that we'll actually get there, but I am tired of seeing different left tackles get in there.
Xavier Worthy, year two for him, and especially the way he ended the season and also the stats that he put up in the Super Bowl, even if it was when the game was well at hand, got people more and more excited about what's the next level look like for him. And we all know part of that is whether or not they connect on the deep passes down the field. Early in the year, that was a struggle. For much of the year, it was a struggle. Field awareness, all of that. Worthy was on with Kay Adams talking about that.
Coach Reed told us during OTAs phase one that when you come back, get your hamstrings ready. So we kind of knew that we were going to be going a little deep in practice. So we kind of got our bodies and got our minds ready to what we were going to be doing in practice.
And this is the opposite. I need to see it in the game, not just at training camp, because I saw it plenty in St. Joe last year.
The way him and Rashee are talking, man, yeah. It sounds like they're talking about doing it, or
yeah.
They're trying to do it.
And I think if the tackle situation also is figured out, that will help with some of this down the field, and Worthy will progress from after a rookie season. But in terms of what they're doing at OTAs or when we're in St. Joe next week or the week after, I'm sure we're going to see plenty of deep passes. We saw that last year, though. So
yeah.
I will say, yeah, that's great, and I love it. This is what was exciting last year at camp. I want to see it week one against the Chargers.
Show
week
me again. Yeah. Once
like,
again.
I got to see it. Like, I mean, because last year at camp, that was the story. We're like, holy
it was
crap.
Xavier going deep.
Constantly yeah. Rice and Worthy and Brown stretching the field. It was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be great. And we just didn't see it.
You know what I'm excited for? I'm really excited for the second day of camp.
Oh, gosh.
And Brian Cook is going to get torched by who other than Tyquan Thornton, and it's going to be a huge deal.
And it'll be really cool when he's the sixth receiver on the team.
I just think that it's your because you
are we haters?
I'm
just saying let's not act like the guy's going to have a 1,000-yard season because he has 5 highlight catches during training camp.
I don't think you're hating, but this is the thing, is that running deep is what he does.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in at least one of those videos where Mahomes throws it deep. And it's going to be like, hang on a second. And
I can see it now.
I just think it's going to happen.
Well, this is why.
Starts low.
We've got
slow motion.
Yeah.
Ball flying in the air deep. Perfect. Tight spiral. All of a sudden, who comes into frame? Tyquan.
Over father, stretch my hands one.
And social media will go nuts. And it'll be cool. And people will talk themselves into him having a decent role in the team. It's like, he's going to be fighting to make the team. And I hope he does for his sake. But like, that's what we're talking about.
You guys
about.
Are properly realistic, I think, in terms
this is
of
why,
how you evaluate
this is
him.
Why we've got something new planned on day one of camp. This is this mm-hmm. conversation right here. We have something fun we're going to do while we're at camp. And Tyquan Thornton is right in the middle of that new thing we're going to try at camp this
year. Yeah, I think that, you know what, rather than coming off as like I said earlier, haters, which I think sometimes we get off that energy when it comes to fun names at training camp.
Tyquan Thornton and Justin Ross, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I do think we supported Luis Riis-Zamet a little bit as a camp darling.
LRZ.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know? Still got that autograph helmet.
We couldn't even get him on the show. I mean, that's crazy.
How did we not get LRZ on the show? Was he doing?
I don't know.
He was going on dates at Worlds of Fun, you know?
Exactly. He had time.
With a supermodel. I don't blame him. Good for him.
Is Worlds of Fun a good date spot?
We talked about the time. No, not a first date.
Sure?
Not a
Why
first
not?
Date. You don't know if the person likes roller coasters.
You walk around.
There is
first intimate moments of being scared. Hearts aflutter.
Legitimately might be scared.
I think it's kind of a good spot.
I can buy it because, and even if they don't like roller coasters, you still have the carnival games. There's still a vibe there that you can
first
catch.
First date, though?
I think it's a good first date spot.
I don't know if it's good, but I think it's passable.
It's like 100,
well, I mean, he had the money.
You know. Well, yeah, I just meant like first date. Sometimes maybe you don't want to drop $100.
I agree.
You know? And that would be a $100 first date at least. Right? A couple of tickets would probably be $100, and then, you know, you got to get the other stuff, so.
I couldn't do it on a first date because I'm not, like, the Mamba, it would not be good for me.
But then the adrenaline's going, and everyone's, you know.
Now, maybe I'd be less fearful of it because I was with this person, so maybe I would actually be more comfortable.
Yeah. And
but
plus,
I don't know, man.
I'll say this. You know you're going to try to play it a little cooler.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to try to look like you're in full panic, Alex. You're going to be like, yeah, the Mamba show.
Yeah, until I'm on the Mamba and we're on the climb and I'm looking down into the cart or whatever you want to call it. and not looking to the right down at the parking lot from a million feet high.
She
in the
looks
air.
Over and Gold's just eyes closed.
Shows a willingness to explore new things.
But then to Cody's breathing. Point, then to Cody's point, if she's feeling the vibe, then maybe she tries to comfort you a little bit,
yeah,
and holds a
yeah,
hand,
exactly.
and then maybe you have that.
You get scared, yeah. A hand on a leg, huh? Yeah. You know?
This there's, is true.
There's
this
a little
you're,
bit
you're
of,
holding on to the to whatever it is. She puts her hand on over your hand. It's oh
there
yeah.
You go.
Endorphins, adrenaline. I think all that. I think there's something to it.
Then to pay it off,
the fear of death. Maybe then you guys then are fight or flight.
Then the new Bieber album that we were listening to before the show. That,
yeah.
That song. And then you're set.
That's
then you're
on
set.
The ride. That's on the ride.
Have
after,
you listened
yeah.
to the new album?
I listened to some of it.
We
listened
to two. We listened to two of the songs.
Shout out to Justin Bieber, man.
Yeah, there's one or two that were like, all right.
There was one song in particular that you had suggested to me.
Wow. Well, there's one song called Sweet Spot that he just came out with, and you and the wife should listen to that this evening.
Mm. I gotta say. We were talking earlier about getting fired. Gold was playing that at full volume in the bullpen.
Yeah, I got back from a quick trip, and
it's just
that
a song.
Was, that was up.
It's just a song.
I was like, man,
we can't play it on the show,
right,
obviously.
Oh, yeah.
My
saying,
goodness.
Just a song.
If you want to be suspended for a week, you can put that song on the air.
Do not listen. Just do yourself. Do not listen to that with anybody who cannot
or
hear
kids in the car.
Things, or kids in the car.
Definitely don't.
Do not.
I mean, the song's called Sweet Spot. You guys can infer what we're...
But even that does not do the lyrics part of this justice.
No.
I'm just going to tell you right now, do not listen to that in mixed company.
Yes.
I mean, I want to read some of the lyrics.
I
don't think you can read the lyrics, Cody.
There's like five straight lines. I can't say any of this.
You're saying it's the perfect time for like she comes over, candles are lit, lights dim down low.
I'll say you are certainly setting a mood if you play this.
I don't know if you're doing the first date, but like
not the first date.
Oh, the first date would be wild.
That's crazy.
You go to Worlds of Fun and then you're playing that.
No.
All right.
I mean, you can read the first paragraph of the lyrics. You just can't get to the middle. The
which
first,
part?
Well, you can start with these
first
gentle
I'm
hands.
Shy?
Well,
like that part or like at the top?
These gentle hands will hold you, baby.
Oh,
sweet
yeah, yeah.
Tenderness. I'll show you, honey bee. Oh, I just want to get you closer. Can I hold you, baby?
I think
that's
the second
fun.
Part. Yeah. It's
the
a
second
sweet
part
spot.
When
I
it says,
no
I
good.
Like, I can say this, right?
I don't know.
I like it sticky in the sheets. I'll make your sheets hot. I hit the sweet spot.
I think maybe you can say that.
Well, I just did, but
I didn't dump it. So,
but the other part you definitely can't. Never had a blank like me. When we bleep, I can't go anymore. We're done.
There's just so much of this. Yeah. I keep looking at the lyrics. I'm like, is there a line that I could give you the vibe of?
No,
nope. And but not. I don't
I call
so.
Him when I need. No.
Yeah. Just look up the lyrics yourself. Yeah. Look up the lyrics to.
Someone says,
Justin
"I'll wait for
Bieber's
the Cody version of the song." Well, that'll be depressing.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be interesting. And I already did a Justin Bieber song. I don't usually repeat
There's no
artists.
Conceivable way that you could cover that one. I did
Babies when when everybody was complaining about that. The umpires, as you recall. I don't usually, to this point, I have not repeated an artist.
Didn't you say that you were going to do a cover of Baby? Or
I did.
This is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I already did a Justin Bieber song, is all I'm saying. So maybe not that one. Also, the rewrite of that. You know how many times I have to re-listen
Someone
to it?
Someone says, great, now me and my 3-year-old son, Timmy, are having the talk.
We didn't play it.
Yeah, we didn't.
3-year-old? That's crazy.
This show is not targeted for the under 7 demographic. It's not really what we're going for.
You don't think so?
No.
If you got kids in the car and you're like, well, now I kind of have to hear this song. Wait. First, wait until 2 o'clock. You got a lot of this show left to listen to. But wait until 2 o'clock. But also... Not at any kind of pickup of your children.
Uh-huh.
I would say not even anyone under 18. Like, I think that this has got to be like, you're an adult.
Yeah, for sure.
You're at least enrolled in college.
I'll have to listen to a new album, Bieber's first album in a while, I guess. But I saw that came out on Spotify. It was on Spotify earlier today. And
somebody said the remix could be about the team hitting the ball in the sweet spot.
Oh, my goodness.
that actually would be the... No, that would be the way to cover it. Yes.
Sure. Just real quick, as we continue the Chiefs Right Half Hour, brought to you by All Weather Decks. I did see something over at Arrowhead Pride, and it just always reminds me, every time we get closer to the season, closer to the national pundits being who's going to win the AFC West? And you're like, I don't know, the same team who's won it 10 years in a row, probably. You probably don't have to think as hard as you guys do. You could look at many other divisions instead of this one and constantly predicting it's going to be. I was reminded of a stat over at Arrowhead Pride that is the most telling of all. They've lost a single AFC West game on the road. They are the most winning team on the road for five straight years. Stop. You can't do anything against Kansas City Gold, in my opinion, unless you take care of your own business first. Win a game in your building, or this doesn't matter. Your building. Not even like going right on the road. That's really what's gotten them to the total number of wins they've had, right? It's their ability to win on the road. Way more than just like Arrowhead and all those other things.
And that's why the Brazil thing is funny, because you remember when the schedule came out, Cody, and people were all bent out of shape about, oh, they're getting such a break by not having to go to LA to play the Chargers. Like, no, it's actually, it makes the game tougher playing on a neutral site than it would have been if the Chiefs were playing in LA.
How good of a road team they are.
Yeah. Well, and just the fact that Chiefs fans take over every stadium outside of Denver.
Maybe take over the one in Brazil.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think that, we got plenty of time on that game, but what do you think that's going to be a like 60-40 Chiefs fan in Brazil?
What was the fan output of the Eagles-Packers game? Like, I think it was just a bunch of people who were just
a lot of
happy
green
to be at
this
the,
one will stand out more.
But I just think people were happy to be at the game. Like it was more of a festivity of just a celebration of football in Brazil than it was a fan base type of thing, where maybe this is different with the Chiefs because fans travel so well.
I think that just internationally, as you grow the game over the last 5 years, if you become a fan of the NFL in the last 10 years, well, the Chiefs are likely to be one of the teams you've gravitated towards because you've seen them in every single Super Bowl. I just think there are more fans in Brazil of the Chiefs than of the Chargers. There might be more fans of the Chiefs in Brazil than there are of the Chargers in LA.
Dang.
So yes, I assume that the Chiefs will have more fans there, but not as many as they would have.
That's
had
I said, 60-40? Like 60-40,
yeah,
maybe?
That's probably my guess.
It's not like there's going to be 80% Chiefs fan. That's just not happening.
No, there'll be the people in just the random Tom Brady jerseys or anything else kind of to go with it. This is how it works,
too. I just hope they got that field figured out. That was a mess last year in Brazil.
Man, somebody sent me a photo the other day. I mentioned jerseys and it made me think of it. Of somebody at the Royals game. And, you know, like everybody loves playing the random jersey game, right? You go to a Chiefs game, you go to a Royals game, and you see a jersey and you're like, how is this? This man was wearing a Francisco Pena jersey, number 26. He played, and I had to look it up after, 9 games for the Royals in 2014 and 8 in 2015. And that man thought, World Series run, better get my Francisco Pena jersey.
Do you think he bought it originally or like he found it at a thrift store and bought it for $5?
I don't know. Did There's it belong no- to Francisco Pena? Who's the other person who bought it?
Yeah, family member or something.
Who was that for the Chiefs? Like a DeAndre Hopkins jersey? Is that...
No,
I mean he played a full season.
He was on the team that went to the Super Bowl at least.
He went on there for the whole season.
Who's
though?
The most random Chief to win a Super Bowl, but only played like only started a quarter of the time, or a special teams player is probably what you're thinking of.
Well, the one guy that had the legal trouble that was technically on like the team or whatever last year or whatever 2 years ago, that kept getting headlines for the dog stuff in Georgia or something.
Who that was?
You know what I'm talking about, right? What the heck is his name? He was never played, but he was technically on the roster, and so every darn headline said like Super Bowl champ. Like, oh my gosh, dude! Not even.
I don't think it's
team.
Quite that bad. Francisco Pena at least played games for the team and was in no legal trouble. I think it would be I'd have to look up.
It'll be Tyquan Thorne this year
when they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
2020.
Oh yeah, T Sizzle. That was the guy. Yes.
Would it be like owning a Terrell Suggs? No, because he was a great player before.
They won.
It's also going to be a player who also wasn't great somewhere else. D4? Well, they won in 15. Yeah, they won the World
that's
Series.
Fair. That's fair. That's fair.
It's got to be a guy who like is not even a real NFL player. Essentially,
the Chiefs Ty Law or Darrell Revis jersey.
I think it might be like Cole Christensen. He was on the team. He played in 5 games.
Oh, Josh Gordon
for
actually
them.
Is the answer.
Maybe Cole Christensen played 5 games for him. You still don't know who he is, just like you don't know who Francisco Pena is.
Isaiah
right?
Bugs
like,
was the guy
far
in the
down.
Video, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at
the Melvin Gordon played for the Chiefs?
He did.
Yeah, he was on the roster.
Super Bowl champ,
hey,
Melvin Gordon.
Shout out to Melvin Gordon.
Dude, they signed him in the middle of the season, then he just never... I don't even think he ever made the active roster. But there was like one interview with him outside a hotel where they're like, why'd you choose the Chiefs? He's like, I like winners. And then we never heard from Melvin Gordon.
That was pretty much it. Yeah.
I just want to be there and get a ring, please. Just help me.
Up next, we'll get to what's trending and talk more about where baseball could be headed in the near future and how it impacts the Royals' approach over the next couple of years. That's coming up here on 96.5 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.